Welcome to the Fire Sprinkler Podcast with Chris and Logan. This episode of the Fire Sprinkler Podcast is brought to you by the new revolutionary riser mount air compressor system from Gast Manufacturing. This 87R 110S compressor system delivers an entirely new mounting method, simplifying the process and making it quick and easy for one-person installation to a riser. Once you've had a chance to install one of these systems, you will not want to go back to the traditional hose clamp mounting designs. For more flexibility, this system can also be converted to a floor installation. Additionally, this system utilizes Gast's own ultra-quiet, oilless rocking piston style compressor, which is a proven industry leader with lower sound levels, longer life, and better electrical efficiency. Included with this system is a durable digital pressure switch to provide wide system capacity all in one model. It has the ability to set cut in and cut out pressures with the touch of a button. This switch also includes a password protected lockout feature to avoid tampering of installation setup. For more information about this system, please reach out to your local fire sprinkler supplier of choice or directly to Gast's business development manager, Bo Kaufman, at 941-416-0252 or email him at bcoffman@idexcorp.com. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning into this episode of the Fire Sprinkler Podcast. This episode is my conversation with Bo Kaufman. We get into kind of how the history of Gast Manufacturing, what they're doing in the industry, where they've been for the past essentially 100 years, and kind of how they're sneaking back into the fire protection industry. Gets into a lot of technical stuff. Great product. Stay tuned and listen up. Before we get into the conversation, I want to thank everybody for all the support, all my sponsors, getting back into the swing of things with getting more and more content going again. So without further ado, I'm not going to delay too much. As always, hashtag Fire Sprinkler Podcast. Now, without further ado, here is my conversation with Bo Kaufman from Gast Manufacturing. Enjoy.
And subscribe.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning into this episode of the Fire Sprinkler Podcast. On this episode, I have Bo Kaufman from Gast Manufacturing. Gast is an air compressor manufacturer that recently, I won't say recently because it's been a little while, I've been pushing it off with all the stuff going on at my house, but reached out to me about coming on and talking about a new riser mounted air compressor that they have available. So Bo came on. Bo knows the ins and outs of this thing. They sent me an air compressor, which is super awesome to be getting kind of samples like that nowadays. It's very user-friendly. It's very quiet. I'm not going to get into describing it too much because Bo's the expert on this. Bo, how's it going today?
Good, Chris. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate the chance to talk a little bit about Gast and where we do air compressor technology for dry sprinkler systems. And real quick, I'll just say publicly that the Gast team is really glad to hear that you're back in your house and getting back to normal. That's great to hear.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a lack of a better term, and no holds barred. It's been a shit show. So it is really good to be back, you know, sleeping in my own bed, kind of going through all that ring-a-ring. Gast, prior to a couple months ago when you guys reached out, I will be honest in saying that Gast was a relatively unknown company to me. I think you guys have just kind of recently jumped into the fire protection game, which is good. I think you guys are going to bring a lot of things to the table and kind of open everybody's eyes on what can be done with air compressors and air compressing technology. So why don't you kind of start by telling me a little bit about the history of Gast Manufacturing and what you guys got started in.
You bet, Chris. Thanks. And I'm really glad you said it that way because it stresses an important point here. Gast actually has supplied air compressors for dry pipe and dry pre-action systems for decades. But only recently in the last year or two have we gotten some real valuable feedback from industry experts, even our customers, our sales channels in the U.S. primarily, that said, hey, we know of you. You make good products, but you've almost faded away a little bit in the industry. So I'll talk about that a little later, but really stress the fact that we are listening more than ever before to experts in your industry and spending a whole lot more time getting kind of recommitted to being an important player, becoming members of those important trade associations, and doing what it takes to show people that we're committed. So with that, I can tell you that GAST was started back in 1921. We're pretty excited about being very close to celebrating 100 years in business next year. We've always been located in Benton Harbor, Michigan. That's the southwest corner of Michigan, right off Lake Michigan, actually pretty close to the Chicagoland area, right across the lake.
Okay.
Little bit of background, very briefly. We've got about 300 employees. Most of those are based here in the U.S., but we also have our own facility in the U.K. With engineering and sales resources there. And we've got a number of direct employees that handle commercially our business in European countries. And we have a shared IDEX Corporation facility that we are able to use in China. In 1998, GAST became a division of IDEX Corporation. They're located in the Chicagoland area corporately, and they own a lot of different businesses, many of which are in liquid pumping, but also health and sciences and different instrumentation and scientific equipment. But another division of theirs that really correlates here is their fire and rescue brand and collection of companies. So a lot of people would be familiar with the Jaws of Life rescue tools. That's made by a company called Hurst, for example. That's an IDEX Corporation company, as well as Hale. Hale makes fire pumps that go on fire engines. So a little bit of correlation there as GAST sits in the fire protection industry doing these compressors for dry pipe sprinkler systems. Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. I didn't realize you guys were only about 3.5-4 hours away from me. Three if the way I drive sometimes.
Not bad. We're pretty close.
Yeah, not too bad. Maybe when the borders open back up and things start to relax, I'll make the trip over and see what you guys are all about. okay, yeah, so you guys have been involved in fire protection, but maybe not on kind of the main, like in the main scene of things. But now you guys have come out and you guys have made a new riser mount air compressor, the 87R riser mount air compressor, which right now has all your listings in the US, and you're working on getting distribution and listings in Canada. Why don't you tell me a little bit about kind of the development of this product and kind of where it came from?
You bet. Thanks, Chris. And like you said, primarily launched in the US right now. We're working hard to get that CSA approved for Canada. And we expect to have that in the next 4 or 5 months. So stay tuned for that. And this really builds on an existing line that I kind of refer to as our legacy product line of piston compressors. That would be dry, oilless, articulated piston compressors that have been used for a lot of years in dry pipe sprinkler systems. But this introduces a technology called rocking piston. A little bit different. It's a design that can yield a lot quieter operation. The size range that we do in rocking piston will match up pretty closely to the sizes of our piston compressors that correlate to the gallons of usage for typical dry pipe systems. So we knew we had something to really introduce as a new product for this industry. We've been making rocking piston compressors for a long time for other industries. They're used a lot in medical equipment, diagnostic equipment, even spraying equipment for disinfectants, which is super busy right now. And we realized we had this super quiet, really industry-leading, quiet rocking piston industrial-grade technology that was just waiting to be introduced to the dry sprinkler industry. So we started with that. But what really became important for us is we didn't just decide to do that on our own and assume we knew what people wanted. This entire system that we sent you, and I'm glad you have one to look at and use as I speak about it, every single feature and aspect of it was designed around feedback we got from industry experts. Before we did one thing, we went out into the field, had many opportunities to go on site to training centers that run apprenticeships, visit with contractors, talk to them as well as advisors, and really get as much customer feedback as we can all the way to the point of use about what features would make a dry sprinkler compressor easier to use, less hassle, and save time and money. And the result of that really is this new 87R locking piston compressor we have.
Yeah, that not gas specifically, but that is something that typically some people, other companies that try to get into fire protection do, is they try to tell people what they want in the industry as opposed to actually reaching out and doing some due diligence and asking the questions, what do you need from a product? Some of the bigger companies out there that are, you know, trying to sneak into the growth that fire protection has been experiencing over the past decade, they come in and say, you know, from the outside looking in, this is what you guys need. And there's nobody better to ask about what what you need than the people that are actually involved in it, not trying to get into it. So I give you kudos for actually reaching out and doing a lot of research on what, you know, what asking the fitters, asking the training centers, asking the, you know, the installers, the, you know, the, even the office people, what do you need from an air compressor, or what would help sway me in that direction when developing an air compressor? Because like I say, telling somebody what they need is not always the best way of getting business, you know. So
you bet, Chris.
You touch there on how quiet the thing is. So I've got it set up, I'm going to say 4 feet away from the microphone, maybe 3.5 feet away from the microphone. I'm going to hit on for about 2 seconds just to kind of give everybody an idea how quiet this is. This air compressor is, like, to say it's whisper quiet would be stretching it a little bit, but it's quiet to the point where you could set this thing up. You could be pumping up a system while having a conversation, just like me and you are having right now in the valve room. I've got the thing set up. I've got a little bit of sound dampening in my office due to the podcast, just a couple curtains and stuff like that. But for the most part, I'm in a, I'll say it's a 15 by 12 room, drywall walls, you know, with a couple curtains on the wall. So I'm going to turn the thing on for a couple seconds just to give you a little taste as to what it's doing. So I'll fire it back up and I'll even talk. And I mean, we can really have a little bit more of a conversation if you want, but you can hear the thing going. You can hear it. It is working right now. But just the sound and just again, if you can't see it right now, I've got it mounted to a piece of pipe on a stand. You're not getting that rattling against the pipe that you normally do. What you guys have done is kind of set up a mount using Unistrut and like riser clamps essentially, which I don't know how you did it, but it really takes the sound out. Maybe it's that rocking piston technology, but it's a really, really quiet air compressor.
Yeah.
The other thing that I want to note on is the ease of setup. It comes with like a leaflet as far as how to set it up, but me being a fitter at heart, I tinker before I read. And to be honest with you, I had the thing set without actually going through the instructions. It's got a little digital readout on the front with a set pressure, arrow up, arrow down, and then an on-off button. That's it. That's the entire interface that you have. You know, there's a couple other buttons to say if you want bar, PSI, or whatever, but it was super, super user friendly as far as getting the thing set up to do exactly what you want it to do, lickety split.
Super easy. You're right. Yeah, Chris, you touched on a couple things that I could expand on a little bit. They were really important in what became the design that we had. Again, design with installers and fitters and experts. We actually went out into the field with video cameras, brought our design engineer, and we had even our legacy piston compressors and the mounting plate that would be used with that, and more traditional pipe clamp metal bands that would be used with that. All of that was put in front of fitters, installers, and then we had early design concepts for what became this new product, and we videotaped them. And like you said, a tinkerer first, then I might look at instructions. On purpose, we had no instructions, and we asked people to just open the box, look at what's in there, and just go about trying to get that installed on a riser plate. And when we, you know, videotaped them, we learned so much about what was hard, what was cumbersome. The Legacy product with its existing mounting methods is usually a two-person job at a minimum. And if you don't have a second person, you're trying to balance that compressor on your shoulder, and it can be very clumsy, and it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
and then what became the mounting method, as you touched on with this Unistrut rail, again, also was a result of being in the field, asking people who really have to work with the product, what do you want? Let us listen to what kind of mounting hardware you're used to, that you're familiar with, that you work with every day. And when we were in one of the training centers in the U.S., of course, we saw this Unistrut. I know that's a brand name, but Unistrut rail systems are all over the place, typically. Yep. In mechanical rooms, to hang a variety of alarms and switches and other devices. So just something as simple as waiting, getting in the field, listening to experts, and seeing that really made it click easily for us to say, well, that can be incorporated into a mounting system for our riser mount compressor. And it also comes with the product. You get everything you need, both mounting rails. One's already pre-hung on the system. So yep. All you got to do is mount that first top rail to the pipe, grab the framework of this system, which is easily a one-person job. And in 5 minutes instead of 45, you hang that on that rail, secure the rest of your piping clamps, and you're good to go.
And they come with it. You get a box of up to, I think it comes up to 4-inch like Unistrut clamps in the box with it, which is super handy. I have one thing, and it's something almost every manufacturer of air compressor does on the intake for the air compressor. Mm-hmm. Everybody, and I don't know why, it's probably just because of other industries and things like that, but everything is always 3/8 on the intake. Why is there a reason why all the intakes are a 3/8 thread?
Well, it would vary actually a little bit. It depends on the size of the compressor. And are you referring to where on the compressor itself the inlet filter?
Yes.
Would go?
Yes.
Yeah. So for example, on this 87R series, it's actually a 1/4-inch porting. When you get into larger sizes, we might get into 3/8 or 1/2-inch. So I think it does vary a little bit. You're going to get an inlet filter standard with every compressor from Gast, and it really becomes an easy, serviceable item that on a regular maintenance schedule, people are going to want to be changing out those filters.
Yeah, if I may make one suggestion, make that 1/2-inch, because 1/2-inch pipe is something we work with in fire protection. Typically, like 1/4-inch stuff is for gauges and stuff like that.
Okay.
Make that suction inlet 1/2-inch, so that if I'm putting this in a freezer or a cooler or somewhere like that, I can run 1/2-inch piping into the cold area. And what that does is reduces the amount of reduces the oh, I'm blanking on the term here. What am I thinking of there? The moisture in the air, condensation. If you pull cold air in and then pump it into your system, it reduces the condensation that you're going to get built up in that system. Just another little, not pain in the ass. All you got to do is order an extra fitting. But if you're grabbing stuff from the shop to go and install an air compressor, you grab your 1/2-inch, you grab this, you grab that. If you don't have the adapter and a 3/8 nipple or 1/4-inch nipple, you're stuck for another day.
Sure. Be nice if it came with it. That's noted, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah. Just something to throw, like another, you know, $2 in fittings to throw in the box there. Make it easier for the service guy and the guy installing it. Just a little, you know, the thoughts that I think of when I'm looking at these things as I'm looking at them.
Great. See, the feedback always continues. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. So how long has the 87R been available so far?
That technology we've had for almost 20 years now, again, serving a lot of other industries. This product for the dry sprinkler industry just got launched about 5 months ago.
Okay.
So brand new. And I tell you, Chris, Gast is so excited about how well received it's been. Contractors and contractor feedback we've gotten since launch, and those who have it have really loved it. We feel good that we listened in the right way and came up with a design to deliver that ease of use, a lot less hassle, saving them time and money. That we hit that pretty well with the feedback we're getting so far.
Yeah, it's like I say, it really it's good to see new people coming into the market that are doing it the way that you guys have, where you're asking questions, you're asking feedback, you're going in the field, you're seeing how people are installing other products and kind of making those notes and adjustments. We have a note. We talked a little bit earlier, not a note, but we talked a little bit earlier about you guys somehow reducing the sound even more. You guys have like a separate part to add to the product down the road if for some reason you think the sounds that you heard earlier are too loud. The sound shield, is that what the product's called? And why don't you explain what that is and how it works?
You bet, Chris. Thanks. Yeah, so already, you know, with the product as is, it's super quiet, and we're now delivering, you know, a very innovative industry leading sound level with that 87R compressor. And now even for super sensitive sound installations, let's call them, we have a set of parts that can be retrofitted in the field. Even, we have a patented internal baffling design on a set of compressor heads, and those would be the two black castings that sit on top of both cylinders, right on top of that compressor as you see it, with the ports, even the ports that the inlet filter goes into. Sound Shield was just launched. Anyone interested in seeing Sound Shield and what those parts do can also go to our website, gastmfg.com. Right on our homepage, you'll see this dry sprinkler compressor, and right next to it, you'll see a link to more information about Sound Shield. Again, it can be retrofitted in the field, and it takes that existing sound level and improves it even more by about another 25%. We've even been able to put a set of Sound Shield parts in the field on a test site in Minnesota on an 87R riser mount dry sprinkler compressor. It's in an office building where the equipment room is rather small, and right on the other side of the wall are people working. And it was a very sound sensitive environment, and we were asked what we could do about that. So we also have that in the field now, and that response was just incredible. And the nice part to stress as well is that that can be done later in the field as a kit of parts. You don't have to order it brand new or say, give me the Sound Shield version of this entire system. It's adaptable in that way.
How complicated is the retrofit for this? Like looking at taking apart an air compressor and installing baffles on something like that, like not something sprinkler fitters would typically do on a day-to-day basis. Is it an overly complicated process right to retrofit this, or is it like a pop it off, slap these things on, put it back together?
Yeah, great question. It is super easy. And like you said, servicing air compressors isn't necessarily something you're going to be doing every single day. But only working on the very top of that compressor is only going to involve one hex tool, removing some fasteners. Those heads pop right off. You'll actually be able to kind of see inside and see the cup seal and rod assembly that you don't have to touch, that nothing changes. There's no tolerances to reset, nothing like that at all. Real easy set of instructions would come with a set of Sound Shield parts. You literally just remove the two existing heads, put on the two new ones, along with that valve plate. And you're basically done in 15 to 20 minutes and you're off and running.
Wow. Interesting. That's interesting. I'm probably going to play with this air compressor after we're done here and just take the top off and just see kind of generally speaking what we're looking at getting into with doing this. And maybe I'll pick up a couple of those retrofit parts and do a little demo video.
That's a great idea, Chris. Yeah, we'd be happy to send you a whole sound shield kit of parts and we can do another follow-up with you and go through how easy it is to change that out in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. We can do, I see you've got a video here. It looks like it's hooked up to a vacuum unit. But I don't want to click on the video and make the sound come up during the podcast, but it looks like it's,
yeah,
you've got a video on it. GastMFG.com/soundshield would be the direct link to go to this, to learn more about the retrofit, to create a quieter air compressor.
That's right, Chris. Thanks. Yeah, there's a video there anyone can play. You'll hear current 87R and then what it sounds like with those sound shield parts. That's a vacuum setup in that video. It's pretty similar for pressure applications too, and it'll give you a good idea of just how much more improved it is with that set of parts.
Awesome. Bo, is there anything else you want to make sure that everybody is aware of with gas manufacturing in your new sprinkler air compressors that you guys are developing?
You bet. Just a couple other things to point out that, again, came from feedback. And you touched on that digital pressure switch, Chris. I just wanted to mention that as well. Super easy to use. And what it also does is it gives this 87R riser mount system a wider range of performance. So it'll come factory set with a pressure off setting of about 40 PSI. And that's good for a lot of dry sprinkler systems. But as you, and I'm sure many or all of your listeners know, there's now low pressure valves as well, say with something more like an 18 PSI cutoff pressure. On our other piston products with kind of preset, don't them now, pressure switches, you'd have to go to a whole nother model with a whole different pressure switch for low pressure. Not on this system. With just a touch of a few, you can reset that digital pressure switch to an 18 PSI cutoff pressure, for example. And you just took what was a 300-gallon rated system, rated meaning NFPA 13 initial fill rates, a 300-gallon system with factory preset at 40, take it down to 18, and you've got a 725-gallon rated system, all in the same product, all with that easy-to-use resettable digital pressure switch.
Yeah.
It also has a password. It's got a password lockout feature for tamper-proof. That was important feedback we got from the field, and that's really easy to set as well. The whole system comes with a quick start guide. It comes with a manual.
Yep.
As well, but it also comes with a one-page quick start guide, not only to walk you through six or so easy steps for installation, but also easy to follow instructions on how to change pressure settings on that pressure switch.
And it comes preset with your cutout at 40 PSI and your cut in at 30 PSI, which is typically like, you know, to say everybody obviously sets it at the NFPA requirement of 20 PSI above trip pressure is crazy. A lot of people set it for 35 or 30 PSI and call it a day. But you've got it preset for 40 PSI cut out, 30 PSI cut in. I was able, again, didn't look through the manual, just kind of randomly pressing one of the four buttons that's on that digital display, I brought it down to a cut in of six and a cut out of eight, just so that I could put my finger over the outlet and work the system. And it was, I had set this thing up, programmed it, all of that stuff, all in a matter of, I want to say it was not more than 5 minutes from the time I plugged it in for the first time to getting it set up without looking through the manual. It's very, very user-friendly.
Good. That's good to hear. Yeah. And what we would describe that differential spec on that pressure switch as down to a 5 PSI pressure differential rating for cut in pressure versus cut out. So it sounds like you took it even a little closer, and it still worked like a champ, which is great to hear. But even something as low as a 5 PSI differential allows for really fine tuning of pressure settings that people may need. And it's a big improvement over pressure switches we've used in the past.
It actually goes up to 55 PSI. When I was messing around with the program, you can get it up to 55 PSI and as low as, what would you say the lowest kind of cutout pressure would be for that you could set it as?
We would recommend probably 10 PSI or higher.
Okay.
At the low end.
Awesome. I don't think I don't think there's any systems that are operating at 10 PSI, but I'm sure a manufacturer will reach out to me and let me know if there is. A lot of them for the low pressure dry pipe valves, I think sit around 14 to 18 PSI. You're right on the money with that. Bo, if anybody wants any more information on gas manufacturing, how can they reach out to you guys or go online and find it?
Yeah, you bet. Please reach me directly, Bo Kaufman. My email address is BCOFF, like Frank, MAN, at IDEXCORP. That's IDEX Corp, division of IDEX Corporation, IDEXCorp.com. BKaufman at IDEXCorp.com. You could also reach me directly at area code 941-416-0252, and that number I just gave is my mobile. It's my cell phone number. So I'll also just mention here that in this crazy COVID disrupted world that we're all dealing with right now, you know, I would actually live close to the offices and factory of GAST, which are open, have always been open, but we maintain certain people who don't have to come in to work from home. That's what I've been doing. Sal Iacino, who I work closely with, is working from home, normally just outside of Chicago where he lives. So number one, use my cell phone number, especially now, and that would be the easiest way to get a hold of me by phone. And lastly, also wanted to mention that we invite any contractor, really any of your listeners, to contact me. And what we've also been doing in the launch of this product is conducting webcast presentations. We'll do a webcast presentation. We're on the Microsoft Teams platform, but we could probably adapt to other platforms if needed. So the other thing we were challenged with in launching this product right in the middle of all this coronavirus COVID-19 disruption was having to get really creative and really good at being able to do it digitally. Now more than ever, living in this digital world, we're hosting these webcasts. Typically, all we need is 30 minutes. Sal and I go back and forth. He's got the live setup in his basement where he's got the product. He'll show how easily it hangs. I walk through some technical information, a little background about the features and benefits that came into this 87R riser mount, much like we just talked about, Chris. And we can schedule those types of webcasts on demand just based on people's availability. We've done several where we've posted many contractors along with our sales channels all online at the same time. The response has been incredible. You'll see GAST even advertising now. You know, I mentioned we needed to get back into the industry. A lot of good feedback that was just as valuable about the product itself and the features we needed for a new innovative riser mount compressor. Just as valuable as that was the feedback we received of GAST. We've known of you, but you've got to get, you know, reinvigorated into the industry. GAST, you know, renewed memberships. We're members of the NFPA, the AFSA, the NFSA, and lots of, we're attending all the conferences, even those are virtual right now as everyone adapts. we're advertising. You'll see advertisement for Gast in this new product in National Fire Sprinkler Magazine, Sprinkler Age, SPC Magazine. So we're really making sure we get the word out, letting the industry know we're committed to you. We've got good products designed on what you have told us you need. And so lastly, if anyone wants a webcast for us to really get into all those features and benefits and tell you where to get it, we're happy to do that. Just contact me and we can set that up.
Awesome. Bo, thanks for coming on. Thanks for sending me this product. Thanks for describing this product. I'm going to keep monkeying around with this thing probably for the next little while. And I appreciate your support in supporting the Fire Sprinkler Podcast.
We love it. Thanks so much for having me, Chris. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Bye.
Hey, everyone. This episode of the Fire Sprinkler Podcast is done. If you liked this episode, leave a review, comment, or hop over to my social media pages and let me know. Just search Fire Sprinkler Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Don't forget to hashtag Fire Sprinkler Podcast and anything you think I should know about or see. If you have any suggestions for future episodes of the Fire Sprinkler Podcast, email info@firesprinklerpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Take care.